Message number 1077. Those who curse me will be cursed. Wednesday, March 19, 2014 at 16:05. My dearly beloved daughter, when I refer to my enemies, I always mean those who through devious means try to steal souls from me. I refer in particular to those who use the facade of holiness to deliberately mislead souls into sin. When someone tries to seduce another soul into believing falsities about my holy word given to the world through my Father's book, then he is an enemy of mine. The most pain I endure is by the hands of those who profess to be devout followers of mine and who boast of their knowledge of me. When these people try to hurt others and think nothing of admonishing them in my name, then this is most painful for me. I find souls who are close to me, and I draw them in many ways toward me, and I not include only those who are already part of my church on earth. I pursue always those who have scattered, who are lost and who cannot see first. They are the first souls I seek out, and they are the ones who in the wrong hands can and will be misguided. I ask you to always remember those nations, those religions, those without any belief in me, always, in your prayers. Please welcome them just as I would. Never try to force your opinions upon them or bully them in my name. Always reach out to them with love and generosity, for they are just as important to me as the most devout amongst you. No matter who you reach out to, know that not one amongst you is more deserving than the other, because you are all sinners. All God's children will in time witness the final truth of His plan to fulfill His covenant. Everyone will know the truth, and then they will find it easier to accept my hand of mercy. On that day, people of all religions, creeds, color and nationalities will see the evidence of my existence. Those who shed the barriers which they placed between themselves and their Creator will weep with gratitude, because at last they will witness the love of God. And as you plan and prepare for the times ahead, know that no matter what obstacles are placed before you in this march towards eternal salvation, that my enemies will be dealt with most severely. Those who curse me will be cursed. Those who fight my Father's plan to save souls will be defeated. And those who persecute God's children and stand in the way of the Lord will themselves be persecuted by the servant to whom they paid their allegiance. Nothing will stand in my way, for it is impossible. By the power of God, every enemy will be destroyed, and all those who proclaim the words, deeds and actions of the Antichrist will be cast away, and God's kingdom will then be complete. Your Jesus.